Yep, yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl Pew. See, we back 900 AM WRD 96.1 Word Radio, Eco Word, Eco Word, Eco Word, each and every Friday, starting at 10 a.m., bringing you that greener, safer Philadelphia conversation. You already know we want you to be a part of it, so make sure you stay locked to everything we got going on. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You can find more information at wordradio.com, and make sure you click on that Eco Word tab so you can find out more about what's happening here in the city of Philadelphia when it comes to environmental justice, climate change, sustainability, and all the green programs and initiatives going on around the city. And you know, we got a jam-packed show. We keep it jam-packed here on Eco Word. I'm excited. We got two amazing special guests on the line holding it down for the Philadelphia GOAT Project. Yes, I said the Philadelphia GOAT Project. They're doing it big this Saturday. They're bringing it back for the 7th annual Tree Cycle Festival. And I got the one and only, the GOAT mom on the line, Karen, the director, and Leslie, who is the operational box holder, you know what I mean? Box holder. So, you know, when it comes down to Philadelphia GOAT projects, I'm gonna start with you, Karen. Please introduce yourself and let the people know exactly who they're listening to.
Hey, yeah. So this is Karen. I'm known as the Goat Mom, and I help run the Philly Goat Project, which is located at the farm at Aubrey Arboretum, along with Leslie, who's our folks herder and director of operations.
Talk to us, Leslie. Please introduce yourself. We can't hear you.
Leslie.
I think you're on mute. Yeah.
My name is Leslie. I'm a Philly girl, grew born and raised. Went to Girls High, got to give a shout out to my high school. I am the folks herder. I herd more bet harder than herding cats. I herd people. I make sure they're trained and knows what they're doing. And then I'm also the operations director. Try to help make things run smoothly.
I love it. And I gotta break these nicknames down, right, Karen? Especially you, right? When it comes to the goat mom, what is that all about? Are you an Aries or something like that?
No, it's just that I am that I it's actually the goats are a wonderful opportunity for people to come together and create family and nature in the
Okay.
city. I'm that crazy person who started that family, I guess. It started in my backyard, and I opened it up to everybody, and we're a nonprofit, so the goats belong to everybody. We're that kind of family. And we have a social justice, environmental justice mission. And we are free and located at the farm at Aubrey Arboretum, and have hundreds of people who call our goats their own. And people actually lose bets. They don't believe that there's goats in Philadelphia.
That's real.
And we have them for free to visit and love and belong to our herd, which is Leslie is the herd, a herd of people, a herd of goats, and a herd of volunteers.
Yes. So Leslie, I gotta jump into it with your nickname as well. How did it come? Who came, first of all, who came up with it? And how did you like decide to rock out with it?
I feel like I've been growing with Philly Goat Project. So we're 7 years old. I came in about 3 years in,
Okay.
at the height of COVID. And Karen said, "Well, you can come up with your own." It was a part-time job at first. It was like, "Hey, we need help. Okay, let me just apply." And then it became, "Oh, Leslie, you're in charge of all the volunteers." What? And so Karen said, "You can come up with your own title if you want." So I thought about it and thought it took me 3 months to come up with that.
It
But
stinks, though.
I came up with folks. It's FOLX. Because we are an all-inclusive group. We do not exclude anybody. So I want that to be known with how I present myself and my title and the organization that I work for to the world. So folks, and then herder, because I'm trying to get all these people together, trying to make sure I got turnout for
Well,
every event.
having a goat program gives you a lot of permission for puns. So we can be
Yeah.
pretty funny. And this is the second career for both me and Leslie and a lot of people who really care so much about the city that we're willing to kind of put ourselves out on the line and do this very brave kind of program that's new to our country, really.
For
And
sure.
it
And like even Leslie talking about, her experience and her journey of how she became a part of the Philly Goat Project. Most people get into environmental justice issues through passion and through love, and then next, it becomes their lifestyle. So I completely understand what you mean, Leslie. It's just how it became something that was a part-time job, and now it's who you are as a whole person. And now you're bringing communities around you to really understand what it means to be the greatest of all time, right? And but I want to get
Well,
back. Go ahead, Karen, what were you about to
and
say?
full disclosure, Leslie and I did not have goats before this job. And we don't expect people, they don't teach you about taking care of goats in school. And other full disclosure is that really the Philly Goat Project is a people program. We have goats, and goats are our partners and our friends, but we're a people program first, in disguise.
I love it. And Karen, that makes me want to ask, 7 years ago, like you said, you started something in your backyard, pretty much off of passion and something that you love to do. And now you have a herd of folks and a herd of goats, and then also just a community of people in the city of Philadelphia who want to know more about what you all have going on. And you guys bring engagement firsthand, but you always also bring educational opportunities and resources for other people. So I kind of want to start there. To just get people more aware about Philly Goat Project, but then I definitely want to get into what's going down tomorrow.
Yeah, so the programs that we have really are based in health equity and reducing isolation and increasing ways for people to just get out in nature, off of electronics, with their families, with by themselves, in so many different ways. So everything we do really doesn't include goats all the time, but it does include nature. So we have a website, phillygoatproject.org, and we're located at the farm at Aubrey in Germantown. But the things that we do are include nature for all and goats for the greater good. So those are our mottos that we work together with. And some of the programs that we have are education. We have a garden collective for people in the neighborhood to work and learn to grow things together and share meals and share harvests. Very different than a community garden that's individuals growing their own thing. And so that is a huge new program that we have, very similar to our goat walks, which are so different than people who say, I go outside and walk my dog. Our goat walks are social events. Just like We Walk Philly, we're partners with We Walk F PHL, and that is a free way to feel good and get connected to people who you don't know, and you share common goals. So we really strive to increase health access and decrease isolation and make it fun, in many, many ways. And we're open for free every single day of the year. And have so many other programs. Leslie, do you want to talk about some of the other programs?
I did want to throw it out there to remember that Karen is a social worker. So when you talk about access and resources, one of the biggest programs that we have is every other month we host a ramble because we like puns, capital R, capital M, B, L, E. And Karen created that as a way for that community to be able to get together and share resources. And know that you're a lot of people who are in different situations that can be isolating. And we want people to know it, you're not alone. There are resources, there are people who are going through the same thing that you're going through. The programming that I enjoy doing are the about every month, maybe every other month, depending on weather and whether I'm getting a knee surgery or not. We do educational programming that is free and open to the public. The word that I use over and over and over again because it means so much to me is community. I repeat that word a lot because we've been talking about isolation a lot, like every it after, especially after COVID, everybody feels alone. And whether you're a volunteer for us or coming to a program or You happen to see us and, somebody says, "Hey, you want to walk a goat tonight?" We have different ways that we can bring communities together.
We walk the goats on the street. That's what Leslie's talking about.
So you can see for sure. And Leslie,
And
let
the
me
goat
ask you,
sees.
and let me ask you this question, Leslie, to extend that conversation you were just giving to us. When it comes down to, you being born and raised in the city of Philadelphia, shouting out girls high, it's very, unfamiliar to certain people to see goats walking down the street. It's very unfamiliar to say, I'm going for a goat walk. So how do you bring this to the community of Philadelphia in a way in which they can receive it and like, oh, this is something that's really happening in my community. It's not a, fairy tale. It's not somebody making up a new program just to make Philadelphia seem like another big city. This is what's really, originated in our city and it's for our people.
We try to make sure that we let everybody know what's going on. We are extremely active on social media. We have a wonderful social media manager who does a great job. But we don't stop there. We try to reach out through any way you can think of. We post posters throughout the community. We put up signs and at Aubrey. We do what we can. And if anybody has any ideas, feel free to let us know however we can reach out to people, relate to people. For example, we have our internship program. Our internship program is for kids from anywhere from sixth going into seventh grade to up to eighth going into ninth grade when they start. How do we advertise for that? We go into schools. We have a grant that allows us to give lessons. We stand in front of the
Beautiful.
school with the goats and say, "Hey, we have a internship program. Would you like to join us?" And you get to take care of the goats. We, as Karen said, we walk on the streets. We make sure that people know that we're there and that it's open and accessible to everybody. For me, one of the very personal things is I love animals. I even started taking care of the chickens at Aubrey because I do. I love animals so much. But I am living with my elderly father, helping him make sure he takes his pills every day. And no animals allowed at this house. So this is my daily dose of animals. And anybody who wants to join us, we want to let them know if you love animals, but for whatever reason, you live in an apartment that doesn't allow animals, but you want a daily dose of animals, you can get that with us. So it's, yeah.
I think the other
Go ahead.
thing about goats that you might, I don't know if we take for granted now, but people are scared of goats or animals sometimes, or they think goats are going to bite them or kick them or spit at them. And when they meet our goats that have a special training routine, they realize that they're super gentle and smart and know all kinds of things, including their names, which are special. And that they're, little kids can walk these goats. And that's really very inviting. And people in walkers and, using walkers or wheelchairs can as well. And so I think goats have a bad rap.
Well, Karen, let me ask you this question too. And similar to a question that I asked Leslie, but I just wanted to ask you because you started this project, and it's taken off over these past 7 years, and the Philadelphia community has truly appreciated it. But I just wanted to ask specifically honing in on a hyperlocal level as far as just the Germantown community. How would you say that the Germantown community received it? Because they're a very historical community. If you know the Germantown section of Philadelphia, it's very close-knit, it's very historical. They want to keep it not necessarily the same, but they want that originality. They want that history of Philadelphia to stay in Germantown. So when it just comes down to just the hyper-local focus of Germantown section, how do you think they're receiving everything you've done over the past 7 years?
It depends on who the they is that you're talking about,
Well, I mean, just
honestly.
the residents of Germantown.
I mean, I think our neighbors are incredibly proud and protective of their goats.
Awesome.
These are everybody's goats. These are the Philly goats. They are named after famous Philadelphians who made the world a better place. And we have so much love in the community. People invite us to come to so many things with the goats because they recognize that the goats are a catalyst for people. to bring people together. We had 400 people at a goat walk on New Year's Day at the Wissahickon. We didn't have 400 goats, but it was a good excuse for people to say, "Hey, let's go outside for an hour and just get off our electronics and get into nature." So I think that the Germantown community and the historical community is very appreciative of the big efforts that it takes to run our program and create our program and constantly we are breaking barriers, and we are breaking down barriers, and that's what we're about. And the goats do it in the most loving, gentle, sweet way. And we're proud.
I'd like to add on to that. When you look at historic Germantown and you look at all of these historic houses, many of them were farms. So the fact that we bring goats to the table actually does have a great connection to the past. We
Awesome.
also have a wonderful, in addition to our next door neighbors, right? When we do big things like Goatoberfest, we make sure they know. We try to be respectful of all of our neighbors. We had our interns go door to door and make sure everybody had a flyer. And hey, traffic those days is going to be a little rough. But we want to build that relationship both with our neighbors as well as historic Germantown. The other part, so one of the things we do Juneteenth every year. So you come
Absolutely.
to us and say, "I'll give you $10,000 if you do this thing." I don't know. Karen might disagree with me on
No,
that.
I
But
agree. It's
if it's on Juneteenth, I'm sorry, we're a Johnson House. Period.
fundamental.
Right,
Yeah.
because that is our relationship. The last thing I want to say about this and creating community and how does Germantown feel about us? I can tell you for a fact that Karen Krivitt, Philly Goat Project, and I'll take part of it, and myself,
You
we did
better.
a lot to open up Aubrey. We did a lot. Because let's talk about the elephant in the room, right? Aubrey kind of might have a bit of a reputation where there's walls, right? There's those big walls, which are WPA from, Roosevelt. So they're historic walls, but they're still walls. And people are afraid to come in and afraid of what's going to happen. My sister and I came in 2017, just before the Goat Project, and we were like, "They're going to kick us out. They're going
Are
to kick
we
us out.
allowed in here? Are
Are we
we allowed
allowed in?"
in here?
And there were these little teeny tiny signs that said "free and open to the public," but we didn't know. So we walked
Right.
around, looked at the chickens, and we're like, "We better get out of here before we get kicked out." Now it's like it's open. We have big banners on the wall. "Come enjoy nature, nature for all. This is for you." We do a trash pickup program that was instigated by the Philly Goat Project in cooperation with Weaver's Way to make sure there's no trash on the ground. If you drive around Aubrey, you don't see all that trash that you see everywhere else in Philadelphia. I love my city to death, but we have a lot of trash on the ground.
Well, I
We don't
think to
see that just
Pio's.
because of the programming that we have. So we try to make sure people know that this is an open place, a welcoming place, and that you have a space here. I'm sorry,
Well, I think,
Karen.
yeah, no, I think that there is, to as a social worker, there is restorative justice, and racial justice embedded in our programming that is pervasive in everything you see. We make sure to partner with people who are in the urban agriculture community who are people of color. We partner with the Black Birders Association called In Color Birding.
I
We
love them.
partner with Black
Me
Girls
too.
with Green Thumbs.
I
Yeah,
love
we partner with Let's Go Outdoors. And we also want to make it visible where, kids who are Black and brown can see people who are Black and brown taking care of animals, taking care of farming, creating things, having jobs in the neighborhood. And we're very protective of that as a space to counteract, legacies of marginalization in the Black community. And I can't change the color of my skin, nor can some of us, nor can any of us who, but we can be allies. This is a place where, we can have brave conversations about awkward situations, but do something about it. Rather than wonder, rather than be afraid to take a risk, we are actually doing that and talking about it and creating these programs that address this stuff.
And that
Address.
people can actually use as well. And for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Karen, who's the director of the Philly Goat Project, and Leslie, who is the operational director of the Philly Goats Project. But this Saturday, I know we were getting into some heavy
Oh,
conversation.
that
Ladies, I want to
thing.
back up just a little bit because I appreciate those conversations, but people also are excited about what's happening on Saturday. So let's make sure they get that information. Saturday is going down, the 7th annual Tree Cycle Festival. It's a festival because it's happening in three parts. So let's talk a little bit about this festival. And we got about 3 minutes left. I'm sorry, I got so involved in the conversation. I kind of got, lost track of time there. But tell me a little bit about this Tree Cycle Festival and how people can get involved.
It's free to come. It's from 12 to 3 on Saturday. And you don't need a Christmas tree to come. We do ask for a $20 donation. It's suggested if you are bringing a tree, it helps with paying for shipping. What can you do at Tree Cycling Festival, Leslie?
You can enjoy some hot chocolate. You can bring your kids. The kids can play games. You can sit by the fire pit. So one of the things you had mentioned was what's there to warm up. We have beautiful fire pits
Awesome.
that people can sit by and warm their hands and toast a marshmallow and make a s'more. This year's innovation is games for adults. So please come and play some of the games. I'm trying to prove a point. I'm trying to prove a point. People want to come and have fun.
We
So
have
we
the
have
Farm Olympics.
tic-tac-goat. We have goat jeopardy, and we have nay guess the goat. So you go around, learn who all of our goats are, and then you get to guess. And then, of course, for the kids, we have Farm Olympics. So the kids
That
can
sounds fun.
run through obstacle course. When you used to get cold when you were little, your dad would be like, go outside, run around a little bit. We have a place for them to run around a little bit. And then we have different goat pens where you can go and hang out with goats. And it is have a drive-through safari. So we will all be dressed up. Karen gets dressed up as Santa. I
I
get
love
dressed up as a butterfly. I'm a monarch butterfly. We had an octopus.
it.
We had Jeffrey, because last time we were able to give out free toys from our council person. So we gave out free toys and we had Jeffrey the giraffe handing them out. Remember the old Jeffrey R Us. So we have lots and lots of I could go on, but
Goat
I'm sure people
snuggles.
don't want to hear. Huh?
Goats
Goat
are
snuggles.
104 degrees. That's their body temperature. So
Yep. So there's a little place right under their coats. You could put your hand and warm your hand.
wow, that's good to know. I'm about to say, because if we're gonna be cold, I know them goats gonna be cold, but that's good to know. They are gonna be 104 degrees. They're gonna be feeling good out there. So it's
Yeah.
actually at this farm, the one that's happening on January the 11th, this Saturday, is actually happening at your farm. It's happening at the farm. So for all that don't know, that is 6336 in the city of Philadelphia. I'm sorry, I can't find the
Ardley
rest.
Street.
Ardley
Ardley
Street.
Street.
Oh, thank you so much. I couldn't see that. Ardley
Yes, by
Street, Philadelphia,
Washington
PA.
Lane. And
Perfect.
plenty of parking. So you could park on Washington Lane and walk in. You can drag your tree in if you want. You can park.
It's by the XH bus, is right
Tree
there.
Express drop off, park. You can drive through. It's right there. The train is right there, regional rail. We are totally accessible. And we encourage people to come and just enjoy some time in the community.
Yeah, there
For
may
sure.
be a little snow in the forecast, but it's just decoration snow. It's just a mix of snow.
I love that. And I thank you both for joining us this morning here on EcoWord. I truly
Our
appreciate all the
pleasure.
work that you all are
Thanks for
doing
coming.
for the
Thanks.
city of Philadelphia. I'm glad that you guys have the sanitation department as one of your partners for this festival
They
this year.
are.
They need to, help with the trash that you were talking about, Leslie, because more people want to see, our trash problem here in the city get better as we push towards a greener future. And I know you guys are going to be a part of that greener future as far as the Philadelphia GOAT Project. And I thank you guys so much for the work that you're doing. I actually want to be able to connect with you all for this upcoming EcoFest in April. I want to see how we can get these goats at EcoFest for WRD. That would be a blessing for our audience to just tap in. And we have a lot of seniors that are part of our audience. So I think that they would appreciate that as well.
Yep.
So yes, ladies, just thank you so much for the work that you're doing. Continue to be the greatest of all time in this work that
All
you're doing.
right.
And I look forward to connecting. But before I let you go, Leslie or Karen, please let the people know your website, social media, all that good stuff.
So our website is www, because I'm old, I gotta say the W's,
Yes.
PhillyGoatProject.org. And we are on all social media as Philly Goat Project. You can meet see us on Instagram, Facebook, wherever social media is, that's where we are. We have a TikTok channel. We're on the last one is YouTube. We have a YouTube channel as well.
Awesome. Perfect. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl, POC. Eco Word, Eco Word, Eco Word.